All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and the old time kind of caught up with me. Things were rough, and I didn't quite get to do what I said I was going to do. So I'm going to read maybe about 15, 20 minutes of this one, and then we'll get back to it proper. Don't worry, it's not going away. I'm not going to stop reading it in December. We're going to continue with that. So, it's not going anywhere. You're not getting that much tonight, but we'll have some more coming up. Don't worry, we also got Chapter 8, which just arrived, and we'll get there shortly. Alright, MV Sunset, a short time later. Jay notices a distinguished-looking man standing near the door leading below decks. Everyone still ashore?
Indeed, little miss.
I'm Le Captain, by the way. You can call me Oliver if you like. His French accent feels cultivated to be unmistakable, yet easy to understand. Nice to meet you, Oliver. My name's Jay. Monsieur Campbell's daughter. A fine sailor himself, but a better man.
Yes, he was.
I'm very sorry for your loss, Miss Jay.
Thank you.
Jay deflects to a topic less painful to talk about.
You're the one who took the yacht out to sea yesterday before the ruckus.
Yeah, Monsieur Worthwent may have let slip that there was trouble brewing. It seemed the logical thing to do.
Giggle.
So you're a naughty captain, then?
Gui, I am no such thing.
Though my chérie, she may disagree.
Sounds like Miss Naughty has you all figured out, then.
Jalor, we have only just met and already you are on our side.
Jay laughed sincerely at the captain's show of indignation.
Nice to meet you, Oliver. I'll head below for the evening then.
Indeed. Bon oui, Miss Jay.
What a day. Part of me wants to just crawl into bed and start fresh tomorrow. And the rest of me wants to hear what Grimm learned from Mallory. His room. Jay approaches the stateroom door. No light leaks around its edges.
Grim?
What am I doing? There's no way he got back before me. It's unlocked. Jay turns on the light, revealing an empty stateroom.
Yep, still not back.
Tomorrow, then. As Jay turns to leave, her eye settles on the stack of journals on your desk.
Oh, fuck me.
No, that would make me such a hypocrite. Jay turns to leave and pauses again at the door.
Just let it go, Jay.
Polygene Research Annex, Tonaloo Harbor. Felt dubiously naughty letting my wet pussy drip on my barrister's desk while he was fetching tea.
You're out of control.
Then come on back and put a leash on me, darling.
Hey, lover.
Hey, Fee. In a bit of a rush.
Rushing is precisely how you forgot to give me a key to your villa, stud.
Huh? Yeah, forgot. I don't know what that was.
Oh, okay.
No matter, I'm a resourceful woman and I felt a bit nostalgic last night. So I decided to return to the scene of the crime, as it were.
Wait, you're in my place?
Don't fret, I made your bed up before I left this morning. Though you won't find it too difficult to identify the guilty pillow in this photo when you return.
Okay.
It was definitely soggy by the time I ran out of steam. Anyway, I have a meeting with a gentleman who is doing the most exquisite work with 3D printing, so I must be off.
3D printing?
Just so. Oh, and that reminds me, be a dear and do send me a dick pic.
What could possibly go wrong? I'm working with a man that does 3D printing and I'm asking for a dick pic.
So
Security said she's been going all day with no breaks. Hey, Mal. Sorry it took so long. George had to get me cleared with security. Grim, I'm so glad you're here. What was so important that it couldn't wait until morning? You can see Mallory has been busy. Papers and file folders litter her work area. I see you didn't waste any time. Your mother kept very detailed notes. I'm only a few hours in and, well, we'll get to that. So, all of this is yours now? Hardly. The Pryzer lawsuit is everything up in the air. On top of that, Mom and Dad set some conditions before either of us take the reins. That doesn't surprise me at all, actually. What do you mean? I almost feel like I'm getting to know her, reading her work. She'd never leave all of this to chance. When you put it like that, I wouldn't worry. I don't know your sister at all, but if she's anything like you, I think Polygene will be just fine no matter who ends up running the show. I wish I had your confidence. Well, what if I told you I think I know why Pryzer is suing? What? MV Sunset. Meanwhile, God, I suck. I told Tara I didn't want details, but maybe I just didn't want them from her. And this may be the only chance of ever knowing what he was thinking. Jay stares at the journal marked high school for a moment, torn by indecision. She edges closer to the desk, discretion waging war with curiosity. Do I really want to know? She becomes aware of her excitement as the tingle in her chest spreads throughout her body. Let's just flip ahead to graduation night. Here we go. Punched Christian, yeah. Jay went honey badger. Yeah, don't remind me. Tara caught up in the driveway. Here we go. When the adrenaline wore off, I knew I'd screwed up. The anger had given me courage, but now I just felt empty. For a few minutes, I thought about canceling my flight. Then I felt a hand on my shoulder. It was Tara. She didn't say anything. She just hugged me. After a few minutes, she led me to her car and we left the house. We must have driven 20 minutes before she finally broke the silence. Graduation night, Boston, Massachusetts, 5 years ago. Well, that happened. Pretty sure you broke Christian's nose. I really don't want to talk about it. Good, because it's my turn to talk. Jay's been my best friend for as long as I can remember. Don't you mean more than friends? I read her diary. I know, she tells me everything. But I don't think you understand. There's no attraction between us. Then why? Your sister has a unique problem. A problem that I sometimes help her with. Like, sexually? Mm-hmm. And emotionally. Why are you telling me this? Let me answer your question with a question. How long have you been in love with your sister? What? Cut the shit, Grim. What just happened in there was love, jealousy, and fear all rolled up into one. You're really reaching. Not at all. I already knew what to look for. We're here. Folks aren't home. We can talk here for a while. Why are you even getting involved in this? Because I think you're about to do something stupid. And if you do, you're going to hurt someone I care about. So you figured out that I'm leaving. It's written all over your face. You're about to bolt. I have to. You wouldn't understand. You might be surprised. I read in her diary that you had a thing for me. That would explain all of this. Oh, I did. In fact, I still think you're kind of hot. But I could never date you. Because Jay wouldn't approve? Oh, please. Jay would push it like a new religion. But it would also change our friendship in ways I can't live with. I need space to think about everything. Tara leads you through the house and into her room. She walks to a window and gazes out over the city, lost in thought. Make yourself at home. We'll talk in a minute. I need to text your sister and let her know that you're all right. Wait, Tara thought he was in love with me? Why didn't she ever say anything? Apparently there are some secrets between sisters. Hold up, I remember that text message. Right before I got in the shower, I decided to tell Grim how I felt the next morning. So frustrating.
if I just said something a day sooner. You lay on one side of Tara's bed, gazing at the ceiling. Tara settles in next to you. Your bed smells like her.
Mm-hmm.
She slept right there every night since the Christian incident. You share a bed? Surprised? I helped her with her problem last night, right where you're lying.
You mean?
Yeah, I made her come. Oh my God, kill me now. God damn it, Tara. I knew you'd kiss, but I didn't know you two were... gay? We're not. We're both very much into guys.
Then how?
She has a problem I help her with, as a friend.
What problem?
That's her secret, just like how you feel about her is yours. Jay's scent envelops you as you talk to Tara, along with a faint hint of her musk.
So where would you go?
I've dreamed of becoming a snowboard instructor. Colorado or Utah, maybe. You know how many people you will hurt if you leave like this.
Yeah, I also know who I'll hurt if I stay.
Maybe I could help you. The way I helped Jay.
You mean,
let me be Jay tonight. Oh, this sounds familiar.
But you, what now? How would that help?
I hope this will get it out of your system and you'll go back home tonight. It's a Hail Mary. I can either do something or do nothing. And right now, both feel like a betrayal. Just let me go. Then it's entirely on me. Not without a fight. If there was something I could have done to change your mind and didn't...
Tara moves as she's facing you, and her eyes seem to glow in the low light.
Jay's an amazing kisser. We taught each other. Tara's face moves closer to yours, and you realize she's wearing Jay's lip gloss. Impulsively, you pull her into a kiss, imagining Jay's mouth against yours.
You kissed her last night.
Mm-hmm. Oliver. Years of latent desire for Jay shatter your tenuous shreds of resistance. Tara's gaze turns sultry as she begins to shed her dress.
Could this even work?
You begin removing your own clothing almost without conscious effort. You smell just like her. You're wearing her perfume.
Yeah, if you close your eyes, I feel just like her, too.
This is surreal.
Shh, focus on the one you want.
Tara whispers become low and husky, subtly mimicking Jay's voice.
She's had practice at this.
Closing your eyes, as she suggested, is like flipping a switch. The effect is immediate. The scent of my lip gloss reminds you of her.
Yeah. Have a taste.
I want to. You feel soft breath on your face and know her lips aren't far behind. Her tongue tip traces your upper lip and snakes hungrily past your own. Each tiny contact between your skin and hers feels electrified.
Sis.
Oh, wow. Your imagination and other senses bridge the gap between fantasy and reality. You can change the characters. All those nights, touching myself, separated from you by nothing but a thin wall.
You touch yourself?
Mm-hmm. And I know you do, too.
How?
You feel petite fingertips trace a path from your frenulum to the base of your cock. I've listened outside your door when you thought I was asleep.
Why?
Use your imagination.
Jay.
Shh. You feel soft, warm breath against your painfully throbbing member. A hand snakes up your chest, tracing your nipple with a fingertip. You feel your cock enveloped in an indescribably soft warmth. Oh my God, that feels. The soft sounds of eager tongue work emanate from below.
Oh fuck, I'm gonna.
Do it, Grim. Come in your sister's mouth. Those words whispered in Jay's voice sets in motion the inevitable. The look in her eyes is commanding and hungry.
You are unprepared for the intensity. For a moment, you're afraid you'll black out. She holds your cock between her lips as her tongue teases every drop of cum from you. Oh my god! Fuck! Ugh. Wow, that almost made me cum. I'm not sure if I'm more furious, jealous, or turned on right now. Jay slides an inquisitive finger back into her flooding sex. Hmm. I guess there's my answer. He wanted me too once. Maybe I can help him remember that. That was not where this ends, Grim. As Tara crawls up your body, you feel her tongue and nipples tease the skin of your torso. You inhale sharply as you feel her dripping sex on your lower body. Already? You're still rock hard, and even if you weren't, I know how to fix that. Bro. As she utters the last word, you indeed begin twitching uncontrollably. As her soaking slit teases the tip of your cock, you see unexpected conflict in Tara's eyes. Grim, don't make this for nothing. Tara's voice is her own again, and you can hear the turmoil mixed with her lust. I'm giving you something I can never give away again, for her. Tara, stop. It won't change any... Before you can finish, Tara impales herself steadily upon you. She doesn't stop until her perfect ass rests firmly against your thighs. Close your eyes and imagine being inside your sister, Grim. Ugh. No way I can do that now. You shouldn't leave. Not like this. At least try talking to her about it first. Give her a chance to surprise you. She adopts Jay's tone again and begins slowly rubbing her clit against you. As she grinds slowly against you, you feel her petite hand cup you from below. It's different now. This isn't working. Stop overthinking it. I can't! Tara stops moving for a moment, considering. Reaching underneath your pillow, she produces something lacy and dangles it in your face. Tara grins with satisfaction as your eyes go wide with shock. Are these? Yeah, the panties Jay was wearing when I made her come last night. Her musk surrounds you now, a far more intense, earthy version of Jay's natural scent. They're still wet. Fuck! That's not fair! That's not fair! Jesus Christ, Tara! You abandon reason as you surrender to the heady fragrance of your sister's arousal. Sensing your surging lust, she begins to move up and down on you slowly. Your cock throbs powerfully inside her, causing her to moan softly. You feel her wetness spreading as her lust rises to meet your own. Your body reacts out of pure instinct. You grasp her hips roughly. Her breathing becomes ragged as she strives to match the tempo of your thrusts. She begins to tighten around you as her first orgasm builds with feverish intensity. With each breath, you draw in the essence of your sister's pussy and ram yourself into Tara. You barely register her cries as she comes once and then a second time moments later. A deep breath draws Jay's panties into your mouth and against the tip of your tongue. The taste of her pushes you over the edge and you empty yourself explosively in her womb. Fuck! Oh my god, Grim, I've wanted you for so long! Tara's final orgasm convulses her body, and her face contorts in both ecstasy and panic. Ugh. Ah. This would have been right after I got out of the shower. I was. Grim? I was touching myself. My god, my wet panties were on his face. He came inside Tara fantasizing about me. I couldn't stop if he walked in the door right now. Ugh, that would be perfect. Oh my god. Jay draws in a long hissing breath as her body tenses like a bowstring. Fuck. Pant. That was insane. Wow. In her blissful state, Jay is oblivious to the wetness on her fingers soaking into your pillow. I could fall asleep right here, but I gotta finish this. Tara collapses onto your chest and you feel your combined fluids dripping onto the linens. The only sound in the room for several minutes is your rapid breathing slowly returning to normal. Which of you was talking at the end? Tara refuses to meet your gaze and waits a long moment before answering. What do you think it was? I'm not thinking very clearly right now. Doesn't matter. I know I didn't change your mind. I'm sorry. Tara gazes at you with eerie intensity. Why are you so dead set on this? It's even worse now. One time was never going to make this go away. If I stuck around, I'd eventually say or do something I couldn't take back. What kind of nutjob loser can't get a sibling out of their head? A hint of a smile touches Tara's lips. Something in the water, maybe? It seems I've risked everything for nothing. It would have been better to just let you go. I said that up front. Now comes the regret. It's not entirely true. Tara's bemused smile turns playful. I've got a pretty fucked up kink myself. I punched both of your V cards. You look at her in shock. I guess we punched yours too? Mm-hmm. That is kind of fucked up. Getting tingly again. I know, right? But I usually can control my impulses. This wasn't about what I wanted. I will have to live with the consequences, regardless. Tara smiles at you and winks. Just because, I had my mind blown doesn't change that. I still feel like you threw your virginity away. It's not like that. Compartmentalization, maybe? What? I did this 99% in the hope of changing your mind. Not gonna lie, it's feeling more like 80-20 from where I'm sitting. I'm at peace with that, though I'm not sure she'll be. She won't hear about it from me. I'll tell her at some point. No secrets between sisters. Honesty is a red line for her. If she ever asks you outright, tell her the truth. But you deserve to know that there's still a part of me that's always wanted this. Even so, it can't happen again. I locked it into a little box in my mind and I swore I'd never let it out. But you did let it out at the end? Oh, it got out, Tara Bear. Tara just stares at you, her expression unreadable. Now that's my secret. Is it really, though? You big fucking idiot, let's get you to the airport. But not without a little souvenir from your sister for when you're lonely. Polygene Research Annex, Tonalu Harbor, earlier. And that is where we're going to end it. I think we ended off on a good note, don't you? I mean, that was a rather interesting scene. I don't think I've experienced a scene quite like that before in any of these games. And it was so well told. You know, it's really good writing when you actually have a scene read to you instead of just pushing the buttons, right? A lot of AVN developers can learn from what these two developers did with this game, because they have done the best, single best sex scenes I have seen in any of these games. Any of them. They're so well written. And again, it's not just, oh, okay, let's click this one and then we see this scene. Oh, we'll click this one and see this scene. Oh, we'll click this one and see this scene. No, everything was just completely on rails and it worked with the text. It was really hot. It really worked for me. I think it worked for you guys. This is how an erotic story should be told. Like, Chasing Sunsets is, like, on par with the best of the best in this entire genre. I really do recommend supporting Stone Fox Studios. There's going to be 10 parts,
Right now they're on 8. 8 just released. Well, right now they're on 9, because 8 just released. So this game, and then the one they're working on, Firebreak, I think is the name of it, that will come out pretty soon, too. And it takes place in the same world. So, yeah, Stone Fox is really making some great, great AVN games. Highly recommend supporting them. At any rate, this is the Grimlord, and I will see you guys next time on Grimm's Uncanny Valley with, of course, more Chasing Sunsets. Stay tuned.